What is your passive income number? What is your passive income number? What is your passive income number? Meaning, how much income do you need to make so that you can buy assets, which will then give you your passive income number to go live the life that you want to live. So let's just think about this. Your passive income number could be, let's say you start out and you go, okay, I looked at all my expenses with eating out all the time, traveling all the time, having fun all the time, being able to buy brand new clothes all the time, maybe a new car every year, and like all this stuff. However you want to live, right? Okay. Then you go, okay, now that type of life with all my bills is costing me, let's say it's costing you $5,000 a month, which is probably unrealistic. So let's say it's costing you $12,000 a month. Means that's like you can go away probably every month, right? You could take every 2 months, you go away, your bills are paid. If you just bring in $12,000 a month passive income, that would be your number to be able to go ahead and be able to afford a lifestyle that you want to live, right? So that would be your passive income number. Once you know your passive income number, what you can do is get to work on buying assets that'll bring you the type of money, right, that'll get you to $12,000 a month, right, to get you to your number. If you could do that, I mean, let's just think about this. You have a lot of people that are young. They're probably like 18, 20, 21, 22, and things just got real, right? Meaning like their parents aren't exactly paying for their stuff anymore, and now they have to pay for their own stuff. If during those times you just save enough money and buy assets, by the time you're 30, 40, 45, 50, you can have your assets pay out, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $30,000, whatever it is, right? Let's say that number is $12,000. So that means until the day that you have enough multifamilies or commercial real estate or residential rentals, I don't care what it is, that if it brings you $12,000 a month after your mortgages are paid, then you are pretty much done. You can go now, stop working, and go live your life because you have enough investment properties or passive income from your assets that are paying you for your desired lifestyle expense. And if you do that, you'll probably live a much happier and a much better life, right? But I just think over time, you really have to take into consideration what your passive income number is, how long it may or may not take you to get there, and how you're going to do that. If you work hard on getting your passive income to pay you whatever the number is that would bring you substantial pleasure in your life, then the next step is you have to save your money and do whatever you have to do to buy the assets that will give you your passive income number. Good luck.